Oh, snaps!
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet. Well, good Friday morning, everybody. I'm Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and where friends don't let friends feed kibble. Hey, Dr. Judy Jasek will be back with us next week. I've been out of town and been attending some family things. And so I'm traveling back here today on Friday. And so the time is kind of out of whack for us. And so anyway, I said, well, I'm going to do this short podcast today. And then Dr. Judy Jasek will be back with us next week. Remember, if you have a question that you would like Dr. Jasek to answer on the podcast, just email us at info at rawdogfoodandco.com. All right. I want to talk today about how foods pass a feeding trial. How do foods actually, that we talk about all the time, right? Crappy kibble, kibble that is not nutritionally sound. Well, then how do they pass a feeding trial? How are they able to get their product to market? Well, it's really a pretty easy pass. Okay. So as long as the feeding trial keeps 6 out of 8 of its dogs in a feeding trial alive for 26 weeks. Okay. As long as 6 of the 8 dogs are alive at the end of this feeding trial, which is only 26 weeks long, and one or more of them do not lose more than 15% body weight, and no blood values are below the specified minimum, this food's going to pass. Now, some of you say, well, that sounds like a good deal, does it? Well, it would have to be an extremely, extremely poor food to fail these very, very, very loose parameters. And if the food passes in the feeding trial, if we've got 6 of these 8 dogs alive after 26 weeks, blood work, you know, looks decent, well, then they can just skip the chemical analysis. I mean, that just really becomes irrelevant in these trials. And if you see the nutritionally poor foods that pass these feeding trials, it's easy to conclude that any properly formulated raw food is going to easily pass. Okay. Evolutionary nutrition, according to Dr. Billinghurst, and he uses this term evolutionary nutrition to describe a fresh whole food raw diet or a species appropriate diet. It really means feeding animals the diet they're evolved to require. So formulating an evolutionary nutritional program depends on knowing the range and balance of whole raw foods an animal is evolved to eat over millions of years. The principles of evolutionary nutrition, I'm going to read these to you, and you're going to understand why the AAFCO standards, these feeding trials, are completely irrelevant when it comes to an evolutionary raw food diet. This is why people will call us up and go, ask, are your foods AAFCO compliant? And we say, no, they're not, because that would mean that we need to go by the kibble standards of adding in the synthetic vitamins and minerals. And that's not what we're going to do. We are doing an evolutionary nutritional diet. So here's what that means, according to Dr. Ian Billinghurst. That means the food is raw and unprocessed. It makes the nutrients completely bioavailable to the extent the body needs them. And the material used duplicates or mimics whole raw food that the animal's ancestors would have eaten. There's no list of required nutrients in a evolutionary nutritional based diet. But what the animal evolved eating contains by definition every nutrient it requires, both known and unknown. The body's homeostatic mechanisms ensure proper nutritional balance. The body takes what it needs. There are no requirements for detailed rules. Just feed a whole raw food that the animal evolved to require. There's no cooking, so the components can be ground and mixed together with no likelihood of chemical reactions between the components. It doesn't depend on the opinions of a committee or nutritional expert, but it relies on feeding a wide range of whole raw foods that the animals have evolved to eat. There's no big book on this. There's no changes that are needed. All the principles are constant and remain valid. There's no conflict between the principles and any feeding trials. There's no conflict. The foods are legally and biologically complete and balanced, and they pass the AAFCO feeding trials and meet biological needs because raw food provides nutrients we know to be essential, and others like important phytonutrients, which the AAFCO standards completely disregard. They completely disregard phytonutrients. So here's the bottom line, guys. When you raw feed your dog, you meet all its nutritional requirements without having to understand any modern nutritional science. This is how dogs have survived and thrived throughout their evolution. And evolutionary nutrition is the gold standard. It allows the animal to reach its genetic potential for health, longevity, physical activity, and reproduction. The further an animal diet departs from the evolutionary diet, the more health problems they are likely to develop. So remember this, when you're trying to make this difficult, you don't have to. You do not have to make this difficult. It's variety, variety, variety. Meat, bones, organ, fat. Yes, you can have some tripe. Yes, you can have some veggies. We do not add in any synthetics or preservatives or vitamins or minerals. We're asking the food to provide that to the dog. It's really, really simple. And I guarantee you, if you put raw-fed dogs in a feeding trial for 26 weeks, I doubt you would lose any of the dogs. Remember that they only require 6 out of 8 of those dogs to stay alive, whatever trial they're doing. You're not going to find these dogs losing more than 15% body weight if fed according to how we feed, and no blood values are below the specified minimum. We see the blood values with raw-fed dogs as excellent. So don't make this difficult. Don't make it difficult. This article is in the Learning Center. Go there on my website if you want to read this. It's called Why Vets Don't Approve Raw Diets. There's more information there, but I think it's a great read. So take a look there. Go to rawdogfoodandco.com. Go to the Learning Center. Might be in the beginner section, but it's called Why Vets Don't Approve Raw Diets. To get your dog on a nutritionally sound, species-appropriate diet, go to rawdogfoodandco.com, where your pet's health is our business, and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. We'll see you next week, everybody. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap!
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.